Hey there, creative entrepreneur. Tired of getting lost in the social media algorithm? It's time to stop fighting through the noise of your customer's newsfeed with Flowdesk, the email service provider created with your needs in mind. With Flowdesk, creating visually stunning email campaigns has never been easier. Say goodbye to generic templates and complicated design tools. Flowdesk offers a user-friendly interface and customizable templates to showcase your unique brand style. The best part? Flowdesk won't charge you more as your email list grows. No limits, no extra fees, just easy-to-use software at one set price. Ready to try Flowdesk for free? Visit www.sunkissedva.com/Flowdesk today for your 30-day free trial and enjoy 50% off your first year subscription. It's time to stop relying solely on social media to convert sales for your creative business. We are back for another episode. This is the fourth episode of our series for Facebook group tools. The first week, episode 17, we talked about top contributor. If you want to go back and listen to that one, you can go to sunkissedva.com/17. The next tool we talked about were moderation alerts. That was episode number 18. Then the last episode was number 19 with membership questions. This week, we are on to our next tool, which is admin assist.
You're listening to Tear Down the Hustle, the podcast dedicated to transforming how you run your creative online t-shirt business by working smarter, not harder, so you can spend more time with your why, people, and passions that matter most in your life. So throw on your favorite graphic tee and turn up the heat press, because it's time to turn down the hustle. Here's your host, digital marketer, cold brew lover, t-shirt maker, freckled hype girl, and owner of Sunkissed Virtual Assistant, Amy.
I am pretty excited about this new tool because it's one of the newer tools that Facebook has released. And I think it's probably one that a lot of creative entrepreneurs are not using to its fullest extent. So that's why I'm glad we're going over it today. So what exactly is Admin Assist? Admin Assist is another Facebook tool available in your groups. It's available in both private groups and public groups. It allows you to set up content controls that run automatically. So think about having an assistant without actually paying anyone. You're starting to see a trend here. We're allowing the system to work for us. So based on different criteria, we're going to go through all of them today. There are a multitude of things that you can have Admin Assist do, whether it's generating content for you or removing content for you automatically. Maybe it's even approving members. There's quite a bit. So let's get into it. Okay, so for this tool, you're going to find it from desktop view under admin tools. It's the second one, at least it is for me, admin assist. If you have any actions or criteria set up, you'll see that listed there. So looking at the top under admin assist, you can see that little clock there to the top right. If you click that, that'll take you through the activity log. So any actions that your admin assist has taken will appear there so you can see how that goes. You have a daily digest, so it shows you all of the actions taken today and yesterday as a summary view. Then you start getting into the good stuff for add and edit criteria. The first part where it says create post, that is my favorite way to use Admin Assist. There's a lot of different things you can use it for. We're going to get into that. But jumping right into it, I use it for create posts. The first one I use it for is publish a welcome post. So you can add all of your most important details you want new members to know or how you want to welcome them to your group. You can even add a photo. So my plan is to continue to use the welcome to my group engagement graphic from the most recent content calendars, and then I will update it based on the season, but I'm going to let that graphic stay there and maybe be used multiple times, again, depending on the season. And you can set the criteria based on when do you want this welcome post to post. you can post it after a certain period of time. Like maybe you want to welcome new members every Sunday. I personally have it set up after every 5 new people join the group. That's when it will post. So I'm doing it in batches of people. You can also set limits. So let's say I have 10 people join in one day. It won't ever post more than 2 welcome posts at a time. My logic behind that is pretty much, I know whenever I'm tagged in like a welcome post with like 50 people, the first thing I do is remove the tag because I don't want to get notified over and over again. And it seems a little bit not personal, I guess you could say. Like it clearly just looks like a mass post. So my goal with having a new post with every 5 people is hopefully they feel more welcome and more attention given to them versus, again, being tagged with 50 other people. Just my preference and how I choose to run my business. You can also publish a custom post. So maybe you have the same post you want to go out every month, potentially. Or maybe this post needs to go out once every 2 weeks, once a week, or even once a day if you have something reoccurring to that event. Now, your daily post, like, let's see, wear it Wednesday. If you have some kind of thing you do in your business, that would be a great post to just go ahead and set up for every Wednesday. Do you need to have something every day of the week? No, you don't. But those staple posts that you know your group likes to engage with, those I would go ahead and use Admin Assist to generate for you. And like I said, with the welcome posts, if you use like a seasonal graphic, like right now I have Valentine's Day theme going, all you have to do is just update for the season. So you can throw in a St. Patrick's Day graphic in there next to keep the post fresh. Moving on to the Manage People section of Admin Assist. There are 3 main functions under Manage People. It's either Approve Member Request If, Decline Member Request If, or Suspend Person for 1 day If, and then you can start to build your criteria. So when it comes to Approve Member Request If you want Admin Assist to approve members for you, you can do it based on account age. So we all know that sometimes spam accounts, they are created within a month or two. It's very easy to pick out whenever you're going to approve people. If you want to make sure that they have had their profile for maybe more than a month, 3 months, 6 months, 12 months, or 24 months, you can set that requirement here. The next one is membership questions. You can approve the member request if the person has answered all membership questions. Now remember the update since 2021, let's say you do approve the member, at any time, you can go back and click their profile within your group to see what they answered to the membership questions. However, remember that they can edit those, so it's possible that they did answer in them, then they change their answer or delete them. And if you're using the strategy from the membership questions podcast episode, then I would recommend probably not using this feature just so you can make sure you're capturing that lead data about your new group member and recording it in your membership question tracker. Another reason to maybe automatically approve them is if they have friends in the group. So the idea is that maybe they're more likely to engage because they already have people in the group that they know. So maybe this would be a good lead, especially if you're thinking about tea parties or how the t-shirt business industry works, where you're encouraging them to invite friends to their group. That'd be a good reason. Like, hey, they already know people in here. And you can also set the level, how many friends do they need to have in the group? You can pick 1 through 5. If your group is based on location, so let's say like t-shirts for Orlando, Florida, and you don't ship, you only want people that are local to your area to potentially be a customer, then you could set it based on location. So if your member is within X number of miles of a certain location, then they can be approved. So on the inverse side, you can also automatically decline member requests if, we already talked about new account, if their account does not meet the criteria for the group. Or maybe they didn't agree to group rules, or they didn't answer the membership questions. The last one is interesting, or if they don't have a profile picture. The last option you have under Manage People is to suspend people. So whenever someone is suspended, they cannot create posts, they cannot comment. They're basically like a frozen member in your group. And you can create different criteria so your Admin Assist will automatically suspend somebody. For instance, you can create this based on if they've had so many comments removed. So if you're removing like 5 comments of theirs, you can set it to where that will automatically suspend them. Or maybe they've had multiple messages removed. Think about your community chats. Those are a breeding ground for not good behavior, not necessarily inappropriate behavior, but just, I guess, unwanted behavior. Sometimes those community chats can be. So if they've had multiple messages removed, they can be suspended, or if they've had multiple posts removed. The next type of admin assist is manage comments. Now, by the looking of it, it just says decline incoming comment if. It looks like it's really simple, but if you go to click that add button, you're quickly going to see what I'm talking about. There are a lot of options to consider. What is interesting about managing comments is all of the criterias that you see, there's quite a bit, you can actually pair them with another requirement. So if they don't have X amount of friends in the group and they're a new account, then their comments can be declined. So when we work through all of these different options that you can set, just keep in mind if you're like, oh wow, you would decline it just because of that, you can add multiple statements, so they're treated as and statements that must be met to decline their comment. The first criteria is decline incoming comment if the author has not had 100% of posts approved or published in the past 28 days. So if you've already declined one of their posts before, you can also go ahead and transfer that to comments. Reminder, you can also pair this criteria with another action. So this might not be the only requirement. It may require more. You can also notify the author and give feedback. You can decline the comment if they have less than X number of friends in the group. Wouldn't that be interesting? If you told someone you can't comment until you invite 3 friends or something, that could be a strategy to grow your business. That's really interesting. Or what if they don't have a profile picture? So if you remember before, we were declining a member, maybe if they didn't have a profile picture. For this instance, maybe you let them in, but then now they can't interact until they have a profile picture. The idea is most spam accounts may not take the time to build a profile picture. Another one is decline the comment if they have not had their Facebook group for more than 1 month, 3 month, 12 month, 24 month. It's almost like, okay, you got to be a veteran to comment here. Another interesting one is they can't comment unless they've been in the group for 0, 3, 14, 28, or 180 days. That's kind of an interesting thought there, that they actually need to be a member for a little bit of time before they can comment. Also, their comment can be a decline if they have been reported maybe 1, 2, 3, 4, or 5 times by other members in the group. Or you can set it, if they've violated the group rules in the past 28 days, then you're unable to comment. So it's kind of like a timeout. So those were all criteria for the author specifically, like things that are unique to them. But you can also have stipulations based on the comments. If the group member has met everything, they have the right number of friends in the group you want them to have, they have a profile picture, like everything looks good on the outside, that still doesn't mean that they will make appropriate comments that are acceptable for your group. The first criteria for a comment to remove would be links to specific sites. So if there's an actual site that you do not want to be shared within your group, you can go ahead and add all of these websites to this criteria. So again, use that with what you will, but if they try to link that site, it will be automatically removed. I want you to think through these tools like a hacker or spammer taking advantage of your group, like someone coming in, dropping all of these links or inappropriate comments or just acting wild. Think about the tools from that lens. So now when you're thinking about running your t-shirt VIP group, you're like, okay, this seems a bit extreme. What links would I block? Maybe not any. But if you think about those bigger groups that you're in, like 50,000 groups, yeah, those administrators need these tools to help them moderate their groups. Moving on to the next is if the comment has certain keywords. So if there's certain words you don't want used in your group, or it could lead to something else. Like if you have poachers in your group, like I can make this or something like that, or shop with me, something like that. We have all had that before where someone has thought that our personal business group was their green light to sell their own products. Or if this comment has commonly reported words on Facebook. So if there's certain words that get reported on Facebook all the time, you might not know and list them out completely, or you might not even know what all these words are, but you can turn the setting on and Facebook will help back you up. Another interesting option is a link in comment. Some groups don't allow you to share links, period. Like no outside links. So you can set that up. If a comment has a link, you can remove it. Interestingly enough is if the comment does not have a link. So I guess there's some instances in groups where if you're going to comment, you need to link an outside resource. So that's kind of interesting. So if you don't meet the criteria, it could be removed. Similar to the link, you can also remove comments if it has a video, or the opposite is true, comment does not have a video. But again, just think about worst case scenarios of maybe why you don't want videos posted unless you can vet them. So maybe some group owners just think it's better to just allow no videos in the comments. This one probably would not work well for any of our groups, but another one is comment has fewer than 10 characters, so the comment length. And Facebook says that comments with fewer than 10 characters are more likely to be spam. So like our counting game where we're having our members count, try to get to 100, that's only one character or maybe two depending on the number. And they're commenting very frequently. That's probably not a setting you want to turn on. The last tool with admin assist is managing messages. This is in regards to your community chats. What a cool feature. You can have group chats inside of your Facebook group, and it's all based on members that are in your group can be in that chat. But oh my gosh, they can get out of hand quick. And I think Facebook realizes that with adding a feature for admin assist. This is going to be repetitive for a lot of the criterias based on the other sections we already talked about, but their criteria for author, you can set percentage of posts approved, no profile picture, new account, violated group links, or new to group and sends a link. Because if you think about it, sometimes spammers, they just join a group and then right away want to send out a link. That could also be a reason to remove that message. Now, interestingly enough, the criteria for a message. So if someone puts a credit card number in a message, you can remove that message. Or if they put an email address in a message, that could also get removed. Link to specific sites we already talked about, or if there's a link period in messages, so maybe you don't want links in those community chats, you can set that up. Phone number in message, photo in message, video or GIF in message, keywords in message, or message is repetitive. Again, think through it like a spammer's mindset or a hacker's mindset. Hacker's not a good word. Spammer. So they're just coming in there trying to blast data, whether they are just doing it to send inappropriate things, or maybe they're joining your group with not good intentions. That's what we kind of want to think about. And using these tools, you can help alleviate some of that. I'd love to know which of these tools you're going to check out, whether it's using admin assist to create posts for you, manage people, manage posts, manage comments, or manage messages. Hop over to our Facebook group, Turn Down the Hustle Podcast, search it on Facebook, join the group, and let's talk about it. It's time to wrap up another incredible episode of Turn Down the Hustle. I hope you've enjoyed today's episode and found some valuable insights to fuel your journey. Don't forget to visit sunkissva.com/podcast to access the show notes for this episode. You'll find all the links mentioned in today's discussion, along with actionable tips and resources to help you implement what we've discussed. Lastly, make sure to hit that follow button so you never miss another episode. I'll be here cheering you on and sharing more inspiration and strategies to help you turn down the hustle and work smarter, not harder. I'm so honored to be a part of your journey. Until next time.